Welcome to these pet loss meditations, a sanctuary for healing and reflection during times of pet loss. My name is Scott, a fellow traveler on this journey of grief and remembrance, having experienced the loss of beloved pets myself. Together, let's honor the love and companionship our pets brought into our lives. In times of pet loss grief, feelings of guilt and regret can weigh heavily on our hearts. I know when I lost my first cat, Nomar, I had tremendous and intense feelings of guilt, just thinking I should have done more, thinking I should have gotten a second opinion, thinking that I made my decisions too quickly, too rushed. And those feelings of guilt stayed with me for months, even probably years. Probably still have a little bit of guilt. So in this episode, I hope to offer you a gentle sanctuary if you're grappling with these emotions of guilt and regret. So I've got a series of affirmations to read, and after I say each one, feel free to repeat them out loud or repeat them silently to yourself, whichever feels better for you. And as you listen to these affirmations, may you find comfort in their soothing words. I hope it guides you towards self-forgiveness and healing. Let's begin. I release myself from the burden of guilt, knowing I did the best I could. My pet would want me to remember the love we shared, not dwell on regrets. I honor my pet's memory by learning from our journey together, not by dwelling on what-ifs. Guilt and regret are natural parts of grief. I give myself permission to feel and release them. I forgive myself for any perceived shortcomings or mistakes during my pet's final days. My pet knew I loved them deeply, even in moments of confusion or uncertainty. I embrace the lessons learned from my pet's passing, allowing them to guide me towards growth and healing. I hold onto the moments of joy and connection we shared, letting them outweigh any feelings of regret. I recognize that I am human and humans make mistakes. It doesn't diminish the love I had for my pet. My pet's love was unconditional, forgiving any perceived faults or imperfections. I release feelings of guilt and regret with each breath, making space for love and healing. I am allowed to mourn the loss of my pet without being consumed by guilt or regret. I honor my pet's life by living with compassion and kindness towards myself and others. I trust that my pet knew they were loved, even in moments of difficulty or uncertainty. I acknowledge the weight of my emotions without allowing them to define my worth as a pet parent. I find peace in knowing that my pet's spirit is free from suffering and pain. I release myself from the need for perfection, embracing the imperfect beauty of our shared journey. I am worthy of forgiveness and self-compassion, even in moments of doubt or regret. I choose to focus on the love and happiness my pet brought into my life, rather than dwelling on regrets. I carry my pet's legacy forward with love and gratitude, releasing guilt and regret along the way. As we conclude these affirmations, I hope you find solace in the gentle reminder that you are not alone in your journey of pet loss grief. Just remember, navigating feelings of guilt and regret is a part of the healing process, and it's okay to lean on these affirmations whenever you need a guiding light towards self-forgiveness and healing. I hope you will be kind to yourself and know that you are deserving of love and compassion during this difficult time.